Hello, welcome to new consultant recording number 4, tracking your business using a focus folder and bubble sheets. Why do we track in our business? Well, that is what all good, successful business owners do. And maybe you've been used to being an employee for somebody, and employees don't track. They don't set goals, sales goals. They don't track time spent, hourly wages. They don't track anything like that. And that's why you don't get paid as much when you work for somebody else, as much as they do. So now you're working for yourself, and you're going to want to know what you're getting paid for the time that you put in. You're going to want to set monthly goals. You're going to want to know how much you're selling on average per face that you see. You're going to want to know how many calls it takes you to get somebody to say yes. You're going to need to track all these things so that you can see where you are strong, where you are weak, and then you can seek help from me and from your recruiter and other people in Mary Kay that you want to mentor you. You can seek help and training in the areas that you are feeling weak in and turn those into strengths. And also, when you don't set a sales goal, then you're not ever going to reach a sales goal. So we set goals for selling, recruiting, all kinds of things you do in your business, and have you track it on one sheet. And this sheet is called a focus folder, and you'll use one, or a focus sheet. It's called the focus sheet, and you'll use one for each month. And you find this right here on this website where you found this new consultant recording. Just go back out to the main menu, and on the main menu, you will see that it says focus sheet just on the main menu. Click on it and open it up, and maybe you might want to go there now. You can kind of see what we're talking about. So on the little focus sheet, let's just go over that together. So I'm going to give you about 3 seconds to just kind of pull that up so you can follow along with me. Main menu, training center. I don't think I said that right. Main menu, training center. And then about, a fourth of the way down, focus folder / focus sheet is what you'll click on. And it's a one-page format. You will write the month up on the top. There's a place for you to write what your sales goal is, how many faces you want to do that month, how many interviews you want to do. An interview is bringing somebody to a marketing where we talk to them about joining Mary Kay. And then you'll actually track your actual results for those three things just below that. Straight down on the left is a whole bunch of little bubble boxes. It's sheets of little miniature bubble sheets all put together, and there's 12 groups on this page, if you see, of all these little bubbles. And they go 7x8, so there's 56 bubbles in a group, and that is how you track how many calls you're making. So every time you make a call to get a hold of somebody, you get to put a slash through it. Even if they did not answer, you attempted, so you get to put a slash through it. If you make a call and they say no, they can't meet with you, then you put an X through it. And if you make a call and you get an appointment booked, then you fill that in all the way. Some people like to put a little smiley face in there, whatever you want to do. But for 56 numbers that you attempt to call, you should end up with close to 10 appointments booked. So if that is not happening for you, then it's okay. We just need to do a little bit of training on how you are calling, what you're saying, all of that. Over on the right is a place for you to write down every person that you meet with every single month. Their phone number, what they bought. Did they come back for a second appointment? Did you interview them? And did they say yes, no, or maybe that they would join Mary Kay? And it's so great to have this, because 6 months from now you can go back to this one that you're looking at now, and you can call those people to come back again and try something. Or you can, the ones that said, maybe I'll do Mary Kay, I'm just not ready now, you can go back and get a hold of them later. So you don't lose anybody. Nothing falls through the cracks, and you can see exactly where you're at with your business. Now, another reason to fill this out is prizes. You get $500 in play money every week that you come to unit meeting and your focus sheet is up to date. And then you get to spend that play money at an auction that we have every 3 months on prizes and business supplies and fun home decor and just cute little things that I buy for you. So if you're not going to do it to be organized, do it for the prizes, right? And that concludes our new consultant training number 4, how to fill out a focus sheet. Oh, no, it doesn't, because I want to tell you what a lot of girls do is they print this off and then they tape it onto a plain manila folder so that it's nice and sturdy. And then at their parties, they throw all of their profiles, sales slips, everything into that manila folder to transport it home until they can get it to their just a safe file at home. So that's what a lot of girls do. But, you know, I just print mine off on cardstock, punch a 3-ring binder holes in it, and put it in my brain book that I have. So those are just some ideas of how to keep up with all the tracking that you need to do. So I wish you the best of success in filling this out with $1 million in sales and tons of faces and lots of bookings.